I made a joke on the last episode of the podcast about the adults who love Disneyland. Disney adults, as they're called. And it's kind of been weighing on me. And I just wanted to take a moment to address it. Welcome to Boston Rob's Morning Psychosis. Now, Disney adults, if you don't know, are people who have weddings at Disney, who go to Disney without having any kids or children in their life, who thoroughly just enjoy going to the parks, which, even though I made a joke about it, I have no problem with it. I don't think it's weird. I like Atmosphere, a hip-hop group, and if they came to town and I had money, I'd go see them. If your thing is going to see people dressed up as Elsa and Anna sing Let It Go, more power to you. I really just had no issue with it. And I'm kind of just taking this time to correct my joke, because the joke was on the Disney adults, which was just wrong of me. Because the Disney adults really aren't the inconvenience at Disney World or Disneyland. The times I've been, the people that I want to say, F you, stop going, you don't belong at Disney World or Land, are the parents who bring their one-year-old and six-month-old. Because, let's be honest, you're not bringing these kids because the kids enjoy Disney. Yes, it might all look fantastic to them, but let's be realistic. At that age, at 6 months old and 1 year old, the inside of an Amazon box, an empty box from Amazon, is Disney World. They could play with it for hours. The Disney adults aren't the problem. It's the parents that drag their poor newborn or toddler and younger. So let's say from like 2.5, three I would say is the cutoff, 3 and younger. The parents that bring 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, 1-year-olds, and if you're going with a 6-month-old or to 1-year-old, you're absurd. You're just doing it for you. Let's be honest. You're only doing it for you, because the time we were at Disney World and the kids I saw that were that age were all miserable. Both Disneys are in very hot locations. So you're dragging these kids who hopefully are lathered up in sunscreen to protect them from the rays, or in a cart with a shade over their head. But 99% of the time, these kids were screaming, crying, and just really wanted to be in an air-conditioned area. They didn't care to sit on in a line for, you know, 121 minutes to go on the Jungle Cruise, boat ride, I guess you'd call it. The animatronic Jungle Cruise ride. They don't care. They're not going to remember it. And I'm telling you because I was fortunate enough to have family who brought us to Disney when my daughter was 6 months old. And she didn't care. It was more for the older kids and for the adults. She doesn't remember it. When we say, oh yeah, you've been on that ride, she's like, really? Do you have a picture? Because I couldn't tell you that I was there. So that's who I wanted to say F you to, for clogging up the lines with screaming kids that really just are miserable. Especially with the new Star Wars land. That's what I noticed. Ton of adults with these, like, 1-year-olds, or 9-month-olds, or just little kids. Like, tiny little kids that definitely didn't get Star Wars, that couldn't walk on their own, still needed to be carried, were in a knapsack. And they were just there for the dad or the mom. Those are the people who I just want to say, fuck, just wait. Wait like 3 more years. Let the kid turn 5 or 6. That's what you wish Disney would do. Implement a rule that if you're, you know, like they have the, if you're not this tall, you can't ride this yet. Well, if your kid isn't 2, then you can't come yet, because they're going to be miserable. Okay? They're not enjoying, the baby isn't enjoying itself at Disney World. You know where a baby enjoys itself? In the living room on a swing. Just fucking swinging back and forth in a crib or one of those bouncy chairs in the middle of a doorway. That's Disney for those little babies. Don't take them to the actual Disney, because what you do is make everyone's experience miserable. Not just because we got to listen to a screaming kid, but because seeing that, you go, ah, that's kind of like bad parenting. Dragging a kid in a hot, outside around in a hot park all day. Getting burnt up by the sun, just waiting in line after line for 2 minutes of a air-conditioned ride, that seems brutal. And if you really want to go, if you're that much of a Disney fan, and unfortunately you had kids that can't appreciate your love for it yet, then give them to the grandparents. Find a babysitter. I mean, Disney. How do you not have like a babysitting park right outside? Great idea. Want to make some more money? Drop your kids off with Goofy and Donald and Chip and Dale rescue ranges right outside the park so these actual parents that are going for themselves can go enjoy themselves and not clog up the line with two carriages and carts and all these kids that are screaming that are like, where am I? And why is this giant rat scaring the life out of me? So that's all this podcast is. I just wanted to correct my joke. I'm not apologizing, I don't think, really to anyone, because I still appreciate the joke I made about Disney adults clogging up the lines. Ideally, you'd hope that Disney just had a day where it's like, if you're a parent, come this day. Why don't they schedule it out like that? And all the Disney adults that want to go, you get your own day. So you don't have to deal with the kids, and we don't have to deal with the adults that are just going to, I don't know what, enjoy Merida? I don't know. But really, the joke should have been, and I just didn't think of it quick enough, but this is something I've wanted to talk about on the podcast for a while. The folks that drag their babies to Disney for no good reason other than they themselves want to go. And now they have the excuse of having kids. Because if anybody came to me and they were like, we're taking our kids to Disney, and I knew their kids were like 6 months and like a year and a half, I'd be like, they're going to be miserable. Let me give them an empty cardboard box and they'll have so much more fun. Why are you doing that? Bad parent. No. And I say this because when my brother had the option to take his one-year-old, or she's one and a half. My brother has a 1.5-year-old, and we were like, hey, are you going to come to Disney with us? And he was like, what? No. She'd be miserable. Not only does she, like, hardly recognize these characters, but there's no way she cares about Space Mountain, Jungle Cruise, the Aladdin ride, Little Mermaid, you name it. She's not going to give a rip, realistically. She's just not going to care. And if anything, walking around that park in the heat for a day is going to make her, like I saw all the other kids that age, scream and cry and just want to go home. So do us all a favor, parents with little kids. Keep saving that money, okay? Don't even save it for college, because we're fighting to make college free for everyone. This is ridiculous. You got to pay an absurd amount of money to educate our citizens. We should want the smartest kids in the world, and we should make it all for free for them. But save your money for when they're 6, 7, 8, and they can truly enjoy the experience. Okay? There's my 2 cents. Welcome, or thanks for listening to Welcome. That's why this is called Morning Psychosis, because I feel like I'm losing it. Thanks for listening to Morning Psychosis. I am Rob. Spread the word. Peace.